This is the closing market report for the 19th day of April. MUOI Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day from Day Weather out in Cheyenne, Wyoming now joins us. Hi, Don. How are you today?
Doing good.
Tell me about the weather forecast, because there's this thing, I think we call it the Omega Block, that's been in place, giving us some really good weather in the Midwest, but it must be shifting or things are about to change, one of the two.
Well, absolutely. What we have seen in the West is an extremely wet weather pattern that has extended into the Central. Anyone who's watched the news knows how much rain has fallen across East Texas. We had places in Colorado that had over 50 inches of snow over the last 4 to 5 days. We had many areas of Nebraska, Kansas, pick up 1 to 4 inches of rain, some areas up to 5 inches of rain in a lot of the wheat country. And this area of low pressure, although it's weakening, is heading eastward now and will be pushing into the Midwest and bringing some cooler weather and some better chances of shower and thunderstorm activity.
How soon?
Well, we're going to see the shower and thunderstorm activity moving into the Corn Belt, Western Corn Belt, as early as tomorrow or even some scattered showers tonight. But it's really going to be during the day Wednesday into Wednesday night where some showers and thunderstorms will move into the central eastern Corn Belt. We're not expecting anything excessive, but it is going to be a little cooler, a little more moist during that time frame.
How much rainfall?
Well, I would say that common amounts will be a quarter to a half inch in many areas, so it's not going to be too heavy. There's going to be another pattern of cooler, wet weather, and I think probably heavier precipitation coming as we get into that Tuesday through Thursday time frame of next week.
All right. So do we have a break in between then? If it's only a quarter inch, it won't keep farmers out of the field for very long.
No. I think we'll have a little bit of a break later this weekend into Monday of next week, but the pattern is suggesting more frequent periods of precipitation from next week on, probably for the week after that, with some gaps in between, temperatures averaging near to a little bit above normal, but certainly expect the chances of being wet a little bit better.
My read year in and year out of the weather pattern here is that it generally sweeps up from the Gulf Coast, rainfall starting in Indiana and eastern Illinois early April, and then backs out across to the west again into central Illinois, western Illinois, and back into the western part of the Corn Belt. Is that more common pattern that we're going to come into, do you think, in the month of April?
Well, I think for the last half of April here and into the first 2 weeks of May, we're going to continue to see these large, slow-moving spring systems come from the California coast through the Rockies and Plains states and into the Midwest and Corn Belt. The pattern has been for these systems to affect areas more to the west. And I think that trend will continue, but certainly up through that first 2 weeks of May, I think the frequency and the possibility of some precipitation looks pretty high before getting drier. So it may not be till that second half of May before we see a little bit more of a stable pattern.
Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather. He's in Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You may find us online at WILLAG.org. Pledge your support there, too. WillPledge.org. I'm Todd Gleason.